Wait a minute, this sounds like rock and or roll.
Hello, welcome to Rock and or Roll. I'm your reluctant host, BJ. Well, the year's almost over, so I'm going to use this episode to take a look back at 2013 and my favorite music that came out this year.
My eyes were consumed by the silence in the room.
I had to kick off the show with new music we got this year from Lindsey Buckingham and Fleetwood Mac. The band released a 4-song EP on iTunes in April to coincide with an international tour that they kicked off that same month. Unfortunately, the tour was postponed in October when it was announced that John McVie, the bass player, had cancer. Interestingly, Christine McVie, John's ex-wife, just recently went public with her possible desire to rejoin the band. She hasn't been a part of Fleetwood Mac since the reunion they did in the late 90s. So hopefully John McVie his treatment will go well and we might see an actual full-on Fleetwood Mac reunion coming up. So while I was pretty excited to get some new music this year from Lindsey and Fleetwood Mac, that was not my favorite release of the year. The best release of the year, in my opinion, my favorite album to come out in 2013 is the fourth album by a band called The Bronx, and all of their records are self-titled, so this one's just being called The Bronx 4. What's great about this is I was never really that big of a fan of their previous material. They had some good songs here or there, especially on their third album. After their third album, which I think came out in 2006, they did two what they called mariachi records, very different sounding albums for the band. So the album they released this year is a sort of return to their classic sound, and the songwriting is just a lot sharper on this record. I really can't rave enough about how much I like this record, the fourth record by The Bronx. It's the red one with the white tiger on the cover. So you just heard Youth Wasted, Ribcage, and Valley Heat from the fourth record by The Bronx, which came out in February of 2013 on White Drugs and ATO Records. And you can get it at The Bronx website, ATO website, Amazon, iTunes. I mean, after hearing those three songs, how could you not go buy that record right away? It's a great album all the way through. Highly recommended. The Bronx 4. My second favorite album of 2013 is a self-titled album by a band called Hey Hello. And Hey Hello is Ginger Wildheart from the Wildhearts and Victoria Lutke. And this was a part of Ginger's second Pledge Music project. His first Pledge Music project, 555%, was a huge success. Right away, he started another one. He did two crazy records called Mutation. Those were similar to the most over-the-top Wild Hearts material, if you're a Wild Hearts fan. The crazy metal, noisy stuff. And then, at the same time, they made this record, Hey Hello, which is very poppy, vintage Ginger songwriting. And it's a great record. It was actually made available to Pledge Music people who had pledged in 2012, but it was commercially released in July of 2013.
I'm getting it.
My third favorite album of 2013, and of course, these rankings are all subject to change. I'm sure there's some great music that came out this year that I don't know about yet, that I'll find out about in the future, and I always go back and amend my top 10 lists when I find out about more stuff. But as far as what I know about now that came out in 2013, I'd say my third favorite album that came out is the long-awaited solo debut by former Cinderella chief songwriter and frontman Tom Kiefer. Now, Cinderella are one of my favorite bands of that era, of that genre, and I think Tom Kiefer is an incredible songwriter, especially that second Cinderella album, Long Cold Winter, amazing record. I love it still to this day. And Tom Kiefer's had a lot of issues with his voice, and he's had some surgeries, and there have been canceled tours, and, you know, Cinderella had a record deal in the late 90s with Sony that fell through before anything came out. And, you know, he's had a tough time of it, and he's been putting together this solo record for a long time. And it came out early this year and made a big splash, and he was on Letterman and stuff, and I think he was really proud of the record, and he should be, because it's a great album. Great songs, really well done. next three albums in my top 10 of 2013 are all albums that I downloaded from an awesome website called Bandcamp. And Bandcamp is a really great website where unsigned bands can go and, you know, underground bands, up-and-coming bands can go, or artists, not just bands, and post their music and sell it for whatever price they want. For example, there's a great Swedish band on Bandcamp called Shy Mirrors. They sound like they're an indie band from the 90s. And this is the second album they've come out with now on Bandcamp. It's called Negative Collector. Never try to fill your mind. Never try to make you mine. All I wanted was a time, but you found I'm far away now. Tried to shout a cherry coke. I tried to smoke, but I don't. All I wanted was a time, but you found I'm far away now. Another album you can get there on Bandcamp is the second album by a New York City band called Wildlife. They spell it W-Y-L-D-L-I-F-E. I was a huge fan of a song off of their first album called City of Inbreds, and this second album definitely lives up to the potential of that song. The album's called The Time Has Come to Rock and Roll. You got a lot of love to try and give me advice. You just want to put me down and give me sleepless nights. You say you got plenty of warm love left to spare, but your heart's gone cold. So I'm told, baby, I don't care. No, you don't have the right to say you're sorry. You don't have the right to say it won't happen again. You don't have the right, Next up is a Canadian pop-punk band called the Steve Adamick Band. And this is their third album. You can get all of their stuff on Bandcamp as well. The album's called Third. So please, if you like what you hear, go to Bandcamp and support these bands that are making great music right now. Just search Shy Mirrors, Wildlife, W-Y-L-D, or Steve Adamick Band. It's A-D-A-M-Y-K. And you'll find all their material there, available there on Bandcamp for very reasonable prices. Very quick downloads. It's a great site. So one of my favorite bands of the 90s was a band called Superchunk. And the band had a long hiatus, almost 10 years they went without releasing an album, until in 2010 they finally made a comeback with an album called Majesty Shredding, and this year they put out another new record called I Hate Music. I'm not sure how I feel about that album title, but it made my top 10 of 2013. As you may or may not know, Mac and Laura from Superchunk own Merge Records. the label that is now most famous for releasing the albums by the Arcade Fire. This year, they released a great album, the second album, by an American songwriter named Michael Cronin. One of my favorite albums of 2010 was the debut album by a Finnish hard rock band called Reckless Love. Unfortunately, I was very disappointed with their second album, Animal Attraction, when it came out, especially the horrendous auto-tuned Katy Perry wannabe single, which was called Hot. They've sort of redeemed themselves this year. Their new album, Spirit, is really good, not as good as the debut, but a hell of a lot better than the second album. And rounding out my top 10 of 2013, at least as of today, is the second album by a Portland, Oregon band called Big Eyes. The album's called Almost Famous. This is a three-piece band fronted by guitarist, singer, songwriter Kate Eldridge. I tried so hard to see you. I know. Another three-piece band fronted by a female came out with a cool album this year, a band called The Joy Formidable, a British band. This is their second album. It's called Wolf's Law. My personal favorite songwriters from the 90s, Rusty Willoughby from Flop and Gerald Collier from The Best Kissers in the World, both released solo material this year. Rusty came out with an EP called Anti, and Gerald Collier put out an album, which you can get on Bandcamp, called Help Is On The Way. You're going to hear Rusty first and then Gerald.
To say, I've got a feeling in my heart. flesh, blood, and bone. Can't hold the flood back if left all alone. Now I apologize for the sadness in your eyes, and for the pieces of me that have littered your landscape like so much debris.
I have to give credit to Fistful of Dave for finding this next one. This is an Italian band. I'm not sure how to pronounce it, so I'm going to spell it. G-I-U-D-A. And they harken back to a classic 70s glam rock sound and do it really well. This is their second album. You can get it on Bandcamp once again. The album's called Let's Do It Again. One of my very favorite bands from the first decade of this century was a Swedish band called The Backyard Babies. Unfortunately, their last album came out in 2008, and they've been on an extended hiatus, which really feels like it might be permanent. Their guitar player and one of their chief songwriters, Dragon, D-R-E-G-E-N, came out with his first solo album this year.
I'm gonna make my way to you. Yeah, I'm gonna kill.
Dragon is also currently the guitar player in former Hanoi Rocks frontman Michael Monroe's solo band, and they had a new album that came out in 2013 as well called Horns and Halos.
There's a shift when truth is spoken. Silence is a gift denied. You can leave a spirit broken when you're playing with a heart and pride. The truth hurts, it's never true, 'cause every story opens up a heart to you. So speak it with intent to soothe and watch the way it moves. I said, hey,
so yes, even though it's 2013, there are still bands all over Europe especially that are still making music that sounds like it came out in the 80s. A perfect example is a Swiss band called Black Diamonds. Their album that came out this year is called Perfect Sin.
Okay!
Another band making similar sounding music here in 2013 is an Australian band called De La Cruz. Their album that came out this year is called Street Level. Another cool hard rock album that came out this year is an album called The Dreamcatcher by a Slovenian band called Stone Orange. Legendary new wave of British heavy metal band Satan, most famous for their 1983 album Court in the Act, got back together this year and put out a pretty cool album called Life Sentence. No more. Another cool metal album that came out this year is an album called Phoenix by a Swedish band called Screamer. So this last batch of songs that I played, while they might have come out this year, obviously these bands like Black Diamonds and Screamer are trying to sound like the past, right? They're going for a certain kind of sound, and it's not what most people would think of as modern or contemporary. And honestly, I'm not a big fan of a lot of modern or contemporary sounding music and what's going on in popular music these days. But in an effort to include something in that vein, on this episode about music in 2013, I'm going to play you, the last two songs I'm going to play you are more current, I suppose, although the first song you're going to hear by Jake Bugg, obviously, you know, it doesn't sound like, I don't know what music is supposed to sound like in 2013, but Jake Bugg sounds like Donovan to me. Jake Bugg's first album from 2012 was a number one hit in the UK. And this album, Shangri-La, his second album, he worked with Rick Rubin on it. And, you know, I'm not a huge fan of the whole album, but this song especially I like a lot. This is a British songwriter. I think he's only 19 years old. This song's called Me and You.
All the time, people follow us where. We both should believe the path that we chose. And I owed you with such delicacy. No, they won't catch you and me. It's all. No, they won't catch me and you. There are too many flashes and gardens round me. There's so little time and places to see. And we can wait so patiently. they won't catch you and me. It's all over, all out of time. And if you want to, I won't mind. Please don't leave it, I don't know what to do. No, they won't catch me. From this cruel world.
Yeah, that's a great song. That's by Jake Bugg from his new album, Shangri-La. So there you have it, my favorite music to come out in 2013. Hope you enjoyed it. If you like this music, the music that you heard on the show today, please support these artists and go buy their records. Go buy the Bronx album, best album of the year, Hey Hello. Go to Bandcamp, search for all those other bands. Also, for a future episode, I'd like to do an episode of requests. Here's how I'd like it to work. If there's a certain song you've always wanted to hear, or a certain band you've always wanted to hear, a certain album by a certain band you've always wanted to hear, something rare, something obscure, something live you want to hear, just anything you've wanted to hear that you haven't been able to find, send me a request. Send me an email, rockandorrollpodcast@gmail.com. Or go to the blog, rockandorrollpodcast.blogspot.com. There's a link there that'll take you to the Facebook page. So you can go make the request on the Facebook page. You can post on the page or send me a message on Facebook. Send me an email. If I get enough requests in, if I get, say, 20 to 30 requests, I'll make a show out of it. And it should be a fun show. So something you've always wanted to hear, whatever it is, send me the request. I'll see what I can do. And now, to play us out.
What does that mean, to play us out? I don't know what that means, to play us out. What does that mean? To end the show?
Yeah.
I'm going to leave you with something modern, something contemporary. This is a band called Haim, H-A-I-M, three sisters. They play the music. They write the songs. I feel like the production on the record is unfortunate. They're very talented. Good songs. I think they're a really cool band. I like what they're doing. I don't like a lot of the way that their album is produced. But this song especially that you're going to hear, I love this song. It's a great song. This is Haim. Song's called The Wire. Until next time.
You know I'm bad at communication. The hardest thing for me to do, and it's it. It's the most important part that relationships will go through. And I give it all away just so I could say that. But I know, I know, I know, I know that you're gonna be okay anyway. You know there's no rhyme or reason for the way you turned out to be. I didn't go and try to change my mind, and not intentionally. I know it's hard to hear me say it, but I can't bear to stay. And I just know, I know, I know, I know that you're gonna be okay anyway. Always keep your heart locked tight. Don't let your mind read dial. Oh, but I just couldn't take it. I tried out and I to beg it, but I fumbled. And when I came down through the wire, it felt bad. It felt right. But I fumbled. And when I came down through the wire, it felt bad. It felt right.
gonna be okay anyway.
Always keep your heart locked tight. Don't let your mind read that. Oh, but I just couldn't take it. I tried out and I to beg it, but I fumbled and I when it came down to the wire, it felt right. It felt right. Oh, but I fumbled and when it came down to the wire, it felt right. It felt right. Oh, but I fumbled and when it came down to the wire. Always keep your heart locked tight. Don't let your mind read that. Always keep your heart locked tight. Don't let your mind read that.
I'll be back.